Sefer Maaseh, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, a Tzrifin v'Aborgin v'Alkatiyos Peturim. Teepees and huts that are used by guardsmen and Alkatiyos are huts that are used for shade during the summer. If produce is brought into one of these huts, the produce can be eaten without taking off Trumas and Maaseh. But these huts are not similar to a house, so even though when you take produce into a house, you can no longer eat even a temporary type of achil without first taking off Trumas and Maaseh. These huts do not have the same din as a house. Sukkot Kinosa. The huts that were in a place called Ginosa, even though these huts had a mill and roosters inside them, even so, the hut is not similar to a house, and the produce that is brought in there can be eaten without taking off Trumas and Maaseh. Ginosa is a place in the Golo near the Yam Kinneret. And the people who lived there, they would live in huts during the season when the fruits were on the trees. And the fruits over there were very, very good fruits. Therefore, while the fruits were on the tree, they would go live in huts near the fruit. And even though they lived in these huts for quite a long time, they even had their mill and their roosters in the hut. Even so, the hut is not similar to a house, and therefore the produce that is brought into the hut, you can eat it without taking off trumas or maaseh. Sukkot HaYotzer, HaPnimis Chayeves, Vachitona Peturah. The huts that are used by potters. There was one hut inside the other. And the inside hut, that's where the potter would live. And that's where he would store his potterware. And in the outside hut, that's where the potter would do his work. And he also sold his potterware in the outside hut. The inside hut is similar to a house, while the outside hut is not similar to a house. So therefore, produce that is brought into the inside hut is as if it was brought into a regular house, and it cannot be eaten without taking out Trumas and Maaseh. While the produce that is brought into the outside hut and not into the inside hut, you can eat that produce without taking off Trumas and Maaseh. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, any house that's not lived in both in the summer and in the winter, the produce that's brought in there, you can eat without taking off Trumas and Maaseh. Rabbi Yossi argues with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Yossi, the inside hut of the potter does not have a din like a house, and the produce that's brought in there can be eaten without taking off Trumas and Maaseh. And the potter does not live in the inside hut in the winter, only in the summer. So therefore, it doesn't have the same din as a house. Sukkot HaChag B'cha, a sukkah that's used on Sukkot. Rabbi Huda Mechayev V'Chachamim Paitur. According to Rabbi Huda, a sukkah that is used on Sukkot is similar to a house. And according to Rabbi Huda, sukkah divrakvavina, a sukkah must be a permanent type dwelling. Even though we live there only 8 days, but it has to be built in such a way that it looks permanent. So therefore, it's similar to a house, and produce that's brought into the sukkah during sukkahs cannot be eaten without taking off trumas and maaseh. While the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Huda, according to the Chachamim, sukkah diras arayim b'ina. A sukkah is a temporary type dwelling, and therefore produce that is brought into the sukkah during sukkahs, according to the Chachamim, can be eaten without taking off trumas and maaseh. A fig tree that is planted in a chazer, in a courtyard. Now, since the fig tree is already in the chazer, as soon as you take the figs off the tree, you already have to take out trumas and maaseh, since you are now in a chazer. If you pick only one fig at a time, you can eat it without taking off trumas and maaseh. And even though produce that is brought into the chazer is obligated to have the trumas and maaseh taken from it before you eat it. But in this case, that you're picking only one at a time, you're allowed to eat it without taking off trumas and maaseh. But if you take more than one at a time, in such a case, since you're already in the chaser, you can't eat it without taking off trumas and maaseh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, achas b'yamino, ba'achas b'smolo, ba'achas b'pitz. Rabbi Shimon says, you can even take one in your right hand, one in your left hand, and take one with your mouth, and you still wouldn't have to take off trumas and maaseh. And according to Rabbi Shimon, even though you have taken three, one in the right hand and one in the left hand and one in the mouth, that is not mechayev to take trumas and maaseh from it. You would have to take more figs than that to obligate you to take off trumas and maaseh, even though you're already in the chazak. If he climbs to the top of the tree, then he can fill his lap with figs and eat them. And even though the tree is in the chaser, if he climbs to the top of the tree, it's not considered as if it's in the chaser. So therefore, he can eat as many figs as he wants without taking off trumas and maaseh. But if he climbs back down to the ground, he cannot eat the figs until he takes off trumas and maaseh. As once he climbs back down to the ground, he is now in the chaser. and produce that's brought in the hut, it cannot be eaten without first taking off truma and mice.